Listen, with the first pick, obviously, you know, we picked Eric Fisher, and a big offensive lineman from Central Michigan. And what you're getting is a very athletic player. You're getting a great kid, smart kid, engineering major. He can play really any position along the line and loves to play the game. And so from a coaching standpoint and from John Dorsey's standpoint as a general manager, we felt that he'd be a real nice fit for our football team and also for the city of Kansas City. And with that, we made the pick. We waited a while because we were having a hard time actually getting a hold of him. For whatever reason, the phone was dying there. So as he mentioned during his interview, that it cut out a couple times. So that was the reason for waiting. We didn't have any trade offers or any of that. That's not what took place there. We're very happy with with Eric. Doris had targeted him and felt very strong about him. And Doris just came out of his room yesterday. He'd been in lockdown for about 2 weeks. And again, he felt very very strong about this kid as a person and as a football player. Time's yours.
Andy, what did you like about him as opposed to Luke Joker?
Well, look, both of them are fine football players. I believe I wasn't there for the second pick, but Luke went. I believe he went in the second pick. So you're looking at two fine players. I'm not going to sit here and compare them. I'm not going to do that. I mean, obviously we felt strong about Eric. We liked his athletic ability and just his overall makeup. We just thought it'd be a good fit and that's what we like.
Coach, did you at all? Does it concern you in any way that he didn't play in a bigger conference? Like Luke was in the SEC, he was at CMU. Was that at all a factor or a consideration?
Well, I know Doris mentioned this to you too, and I know I mentioned it in this process. Is it you wanted to come out with what you felt was the best player, and that's what we did. And I mean, we made the evaluation. We went and visited him. We watched all of his workouts. We watched their games. Eric had an opportunity to play against Iowa and Michigan State, and which are large schools. And I don't want to slight the MAC conference at all because they've got a good conference too that they play in. It is Division I football. So so I would tell you that whatever he was presented, you had the Senior Bowl in there. Whatever he was presented, he played well against. And so we went off of that. And our evaluation of him as a person and what we thought was best for this football team.
When he comes in from minicamp, what side will he play on?
You know, I don't know that yet. That doesn't bother me where he plays because he's a good football player. I'm going to take the five best guys and put them up there, and position really doesn't matter to me. It never has. Remember when we took Sean Andrews 1 year with our number one pick, and he was a left tackle. I mean, we took him as a left tackle. He could have played any position. We ended up playing him at guard because I had a couple veteran tackles there. So I don't really care. He eventually moved out to tackle, but that doesn't bother me. Just you need them all. So
when did you decide that he was your guy?
You know, I'd probably tell you it was heading that way a couple weeks back. You want to make sure you cover – you need time in this just to make sure you cover everything. But I'd tell you it was kind of heading in that direction a couple of weeks ago.
Was there a moment with him, whether it was something you saw on tape or something he did in his workout or something happened that in one of your interviews that you said, okay, we really need to focus on this guy?
You know, we want to make sure we did everything. We want to make sure we looked at all the tape. And again, Doris was heading this up. I mean, this was his deal. So I'm kind of speaking for him right here. But, want to make sure we hit all the tape and then had an opportunity to visit with him at the combine. And, we were able to visit with him at the Senior Bowl. And then we went out and visited all of them, Luke included. I mean, we flew around and had a chance to visit him and work him out again. You know, and that, we just came to that conclusion. Was there one thing? I mean, I can't pinpoint one thing. He's a very good athlete. I would just that's what we felt. We felt he was overall the better player. We made that pick. And again, I don't want to slight the other kid.
He says himself that football is important to him. How does he present that to you when you talk to him?
Well, he I think when you have a chance to meet him tomorrow, you'll see that he is focused, and there's you just get that sense that he's with you, and that's what we felt when we worked him out. It was no nonsense. Let's get to work. There are a couple things that I wanted to see going into that, from a coaching standpoint, and none of these kids are perfect. Heck, you know, very few players are perfect, right? So you want to go in and you want to see if he can handle your coaching. What are your problems? And let's see if we can't fix a couple of them here and see if you can adjust to that. And even though it's not live, you present that to him and see how they handle it. And he handled that well. He handled the parts of the offense that we gave him very well. He's not lacking for gigabytes. You're not going to run out there, right? He's got enough of that to where he can hang with you. And so, you know, we felt good about it.
He's a guy who's played offensive line and loved offensive line play. What does it mean to you to use your first pick here on alignment? And how does Eric fit your vision of what you're trying to build here?
Yeah, you can't win without offensive linemen. And you can't win without defensive line. I mean, that's the way the game works. So you've got to be strong in those positions. I'm a little partial to those positions, having played on the offensive side of the ball. And so I understand the importance of that. And nobody understands it more than Doris does. Doris was a defensive end that moved to linebacker, but he understands that. And so he attacked that. And we're fortunate to have a draft where there's a number of offensive linemen that are first-round caliber guys. I mean, there are going to be a few of them, I think, going this first round, and that's unique. But that's what we need here, and we've got a good nucleus now, and we need to add to that, and we were able to do that.
Andy, where was he on your board before the Senior Bowl? Everyone says it was his coming out party. Was he this high on your board before you went to Mobile?
Yeah, he was right up there. Yeah. He was and the board moves, I mean, but he was up there pretty high, yeah.
Are you still in wait-and-see mode then with Miami? I guess you're going to wait until that's what the reports are. They're going to wait until the first round. That's still...
Yeah, Doris mentioned that. He's been talking with them as of late of yesterday. And so we're looking at all options. We're not in a real big hurry for Albert to move on. That's not what we're trying to do here. But we're going to look at the options and that are presented us and go from there. Again... You can't have enough good offensive linemen, and I would consider Albert a very good offensive lineman.
Andy, given the jump that he has to make going to the NFL, how reassuring is it, or how much have you taken into consideration guys like Joe Staley, who come from the same school, and taking that position in the first round?
I can't tell you that it hurt when you walk into the office there that there's a big picture of Joe Staley, right? He's a pretty good player, you know, so... But I've seen enough. My son plays at Temple, and they were in that conference there. So I know the caliber of football player that plays in the MAC, and that's good football. People look at it as a lower level, but they compete against everybody, and they win a lot of games. And there's been some great players come out of that conference. And so here's another one. Right, here's another guy that has an opportunity to come in here, work his tail off, and become a professional football player, for the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, that's a great thing.
Have you ever been on a scouting trip to Central Michigan until this one?
No, but I'll tell you, they have great hamburgers in Mount Pleasant.
Coach, you mentioned that a couple times early on about him as a person. What is it? I mean, I've heard he's kind of a fiery leader. What is it that you like as a person that you saw would be something you wanted on this team?
Well, you said it. I mean, he's a competitive kid who is intelligent and a good citizen. He'll be good in the locker room. He's not a real loud guy. That's not what he is. He's a quiet guy. It just goes about his work and does his job. Everybody that you speak to that knows him kind of gives you that same rundown. And I think when you meet him, you'll get that same feeling. A humble kid. He's had to work to get where he's at. And, you know, I appreciate that part. That's a good quality to have.
The way the game is played today in the NFL, his background as a basketball guy and a tight end, is that where our left tackle's going to come from now on?
Well, I wouldn't say that. Luke wasn't that, and Luke's going to be a good player. And there just happened to be a couple in this draft. I mean, one was an ex-quarterback, one's an ex-tight end that actually had played quarterback when he was younger. And they are athletic, but I think that that I'm not sure that's going to be a trend or whatever. I think it's unique for this draft.
One of the things is when people look at players, they have some nastiness. And when you look at, as far as Eric, he seems like a guy that isn't going to back down and stands his ground. Is that kind of what you saw, particularly with him?
That's kind of how he operates. And he's a tough kid. And so he doesn't mind a challenge, and he's not going to shy away from me. He knows he has things to work on, but he has enough confidence in his ability to know he can play against anybody. So, and he's not going to he's not going to run from anybody. That's just not his makeup. So that helps you. You've got to be tough. You have to be tough to play that position in this league. That's not an easy spot to play, and you're going to be challenged every week, and you've got to make sure that you rise up and play good physical football. So he has all that.
Last one.
When did that jump happen? That you go from a kid who wasn't heavily recruited to the number one pick in the NFL draft. When did you see going through his film? When was that biggest jump to where I guess he is now?
Well, I tell you, probably last year is when you normally see it. Normally you see it the year before, so you have a chance to look at him and evaluate him and that's where the evaluation process started. And then he continued on and had a good year this year.
Last